Chesam Abay. Gibor Elohu. It's about 12 lines up. From the bottom. Gibor Elohu. Ma'al Yishtamash Tachas Akara. This heter of the Kara, does it allow you to carry behind it in the Mavui, but under it is also, or you're even allowed to carry under it till the front edge, the front edge being the area, the edge which is right next to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, do you carry under the Kara itself or not? So our being a strong machlokes on this. Rab, Rav Chiya, Rav Yechon, Amr, Mutzal, Ishtam, Ishtachas, Akara. The Shmuel, Rav Shem ben Bar Rebbe, Rav Shem ben Lachish, Amr, also Ishtam, Ishtachas, Akara. So you have a major machlokes over here. Six Amaroyim, three say it's Mutter, three say it's Asir. Excuse me. Lema Bahakim Eflagim. Some more suggests that this will. An explanation of the Mahlokes. The Marsa Rakarmishim Hecker, and Marsa Rakarmishim Machitza. So we discussed this before. The two ways to understand the heter of kara, either is because it halachically you get the status of a mechitza, or because it creates a heker. Midrash, you're allowed to carry there. The chachamim had concerns that people would make draw wrong conclusions. They felt the heker of the kara would help people realize that not to make those mistakes. So it's a heter of heker. If you recall, we did an introduction. We said from Rashi learns that the issue is people. If we see people carrying in the Mavi, we will assume the Mavi looks fairly like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. See a lot of carrying in the Mavi. People will mistakenly think you're allowed to carry in the Shusar Rabbim. So once we enclose the Mavi off, as it were, with this Kara, that'll be an indicator to the people there that you can't, that Mavi has a special heter and you can't carry in the Shusar Rabbim. So Moore says, let's suggest that that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing whether it's because of Heker or whether it's because of Mechitza. So now, which way does the Mora want to apply this? The Mora doesn't tell you which way to apply it. So Rashi learns, if it's a mechitza, in general, most of the scenarios of mechitza, you have a wall and you carry inside of the wall. So the chudo hapanimi would be the yard besos.
Up to the wall.
So if the kara is going to be the wall, so the inner edge of the kara is what's going to be matir. But the heker continues under the kara. Also, there's a heker. Okay, that's the Mora wants to suggest. The Mora says, so that would be the machlokes. So that really was what we had before. The Rabbah said this machlokes. Rabbah before bring between him and the Rav Kahani, the Kahanas. Do you have to put it straight across, or you can put it at an angle? He explained the argument whether it's a heker or because it's a mechitza. This is really a machlekes of the early. These are very early Amoroyim, Shem Barabi, Shmuel, Rish Lakish, etc. The Mor says no. That does not have to be the explanation of the machlekes. I could argue both ways. I could argue Tekuliyama Kara Mishum Heker. Bahacha Bahacha Meflagi. The argument is the Marsavar Hekera Milagav, Marsavar Hekera Milavar. So one says the Heker is Milagav from inside. One says the Heker is Milavar from the outside. I could argue like that. And So Rashi learns that there seems to be they're arguing that the one holds me labar, his the purpose of the hecker is the b'nei rishus rab. That we would agree that for the people inside the real place that they'd really notice it as they're walking towards it. Once they're under, they don't notice it as much. So we would argue that the hecker for the people inside is on the, from the inner side. But I could argue that the hecker is milabar because that the main purpose of the hecker is for b'nei rishus rabim. I think we discussed this, maybe we didn't discuss this. There are, besides Rashi's explanation of what the hecker is, which we discussed then, there are other Rishonim that learn that the hecker, one of the potential ways to understand the hecker is that people might carry from the Shazarabim into the Mavui, believing that the Mavui is just like an extension of the Shazarabim. It's just, you know, more of the same. So, I mean, as the person's walking in Rishon Shazarabim, so theoretically, a person finds an item in Rishon Shazarabim. He's allowed to carry it less than Dalet Amos. But if that less than Dalet Amos means as he turns into the Mavi, that's going from Rishon Shazarabim into the Mavi. Mavi is, according to most Yisharnim, except for the Rambam, Mavi is Rishon Shazarabim the Rice, so it has three walls. Three walls is Rishon Shazarabim, Rishon Shazarabim the Rice. But as the way it's used very similar to Rishon Shazarabim. There's a flow of traffic out of the Shazarabim into the Mavi, and you know, it's a large flow. It's not like the Chotzer; it's a very private thing. All the Bnei Chotzer use it. Some other people might use it sometimes as a cut through. Whatever, there's possibilities how it's used. So it's very easy for a person to make a mistake and say, "Oh, this is I can carry this item which I have right here. I just picked up a few amas over into the Mavi." So also he sees this thing in front of us. Said, "What's this thing across the top?" Right, that thing is a reminder that he shouldn't carry inside. So that's going to be a chidur hachitza. Okay.
Does that answer the question about whether we're allowed to go underneath it, though?
So he's saying that. So if the purpose of the hecker is for the outside people, so carrying underneath would be mutter.
Carrying underneath for the inside.
The inside people, right. Because the whole purpose of the hecker, we're almost arguing the other round, people in the Mavi could carry. There never was the problem. The problem was we needed to create this tikkun to prevent the people from the outside carrying into the Mavi, according to that explanation. The third way of understanding, second way of understanding Rashi, the B'nei Rishus Rabim, is simply, in other words, somebody's going to draw a wrong conclusion. One way to say the wrong conclusion is the people inside who are carrying will then extrapolate, so I can carry outside. That's one way of looking at it. The other way you can understand the mistake that people might make is people in Shazaram will look in, see people in the Mavi carrying, and say, oh, I can carry too. They're carrying in this open area, I can do it too. So they'll carry the Shazarabim, not from Shazaram into the Mavi. They'll carry in the Shazarabim, the same way the guy in the Mavi is carrying. So if he then looks up and notices that there's something across, he'll understand that that's a different type of rishus, and they can't draw a conclusion that they can carry that I can carry also. Okay, mi boy same zot the gemara the kuliyama mishum mechitza. I could argue the other round that this argument whether you can carry from the inner edge or the outer edge is really a halacha in hilchos mechitza. V'hachem iflagi. The Marsa Rakuda Hapanimi Yard Vesas, and like I explained before, that normally a mechitza, the average mechitza, you carry from inside of it. So the inner edge is what Yorid Vesas, which goes down and closes off the area, so that's what allows you to carry. Marsa Rakuda Hachitza Yard Vesas, and the other one holds it. No, that the outer edge is what allows you to carry. In a case where the hefter is based on a lechi, so the area, the width of the lechi area would not be permitted. So everybody agrees over there, it's from the inner edge, not the outer edge. Now, but if it's a lech of mechitza, so that would seem to.
Good morning, Rabbi
Green. We don't understand why. Like, why would we argue that this mechitza is. closes off and closes from the outer edge, and this mechitza closes from the inner edge. There doesn't seem any logic behind that. So it's a gzeira. That since the width of a lechi has no, there's no halachic width, it can be as narrow as possible. So I tell you, a lot of carry corresponding to its width, you know, to its outer edge, that's a very easy person to make a mistake and go beyond it, because it can be very small. So he'll think he has a little more space, and he doesn't really have a space. Whereas the kara, which it has to be at least a tefil wide, there's a clear distinct size to it, so people will notice where they have to stop. Well, lechi walk past it. Right. The Chazanish discusses, what about Tzuras HaPesach? If you close off the Mavi with the Tzuras HaPesach, the Mordechai doesn't discuss that case. If it's just a string, it's not such a, you know, you can make Tzuras HaPesach out of three boards, a border going across the top also. So do you allow to carry under the board or not? So he says that's Mordechai. It's a doorway. That's, you know, it's a doorway since they're part of the house. The same way in my house, I'm allowed to carry up to the other outer edge of my doorway. So we're also allowed to carry the outer edge of my doorway.
If you go with the outer edge, then you could extend the depth of this thing pretty far out, so people could kind of make like a porch.
Well, this case is a case of a movie.
Right, the mavoi would extend out as far as this porch would go.
Well,
the depth of this top of the corner.
Well, it has to have walls on the side. The case was you never put it beyond the walls of the. Well, the next case, the worst is if you put it beyond the walls of the mavoi. That's your next case.
Yeah.
Okay, so
why couldn't it be that?
Let's see. Okay, that's the next case.
Inside, then we had on top, and now it's outside.
In general, all of the cases of Kerr, which you've been talking about until now, is you have the walls, and the Kerr is going across the top of the walls. So it's never beyond the Mavit. The more discussed, the next case, the more discussed is what about if it's beyond the Mavit? That's the next case.
I'm surprised that the Gemara doesn't mention the possibility that the in the Mechitza understanding, that the Mechitza is located at the outer edge for people outside, on the inner edge for people inside, and that the inner space between the two is unavailable to anyone. That it's context dependent.
Well, you would want to say it in different terms. You don't say like they say the whole thing is the mechitza. In the same way, my wall is the tefach thick. I can make a wall three tefachim thick, so I can make this thing a tefach thick. So in general, we discussed this before, that there is a concept called Pitir Kiri. The halacha moshusina, which we're coming off of, is the din of Pitir Kiri Yerid
V'Soysa. What's the first
one? Pitikra Yerid V'Soysa. Right, so that was the edge of the tikra. That was the halacha moshusina, because otherwise the whole roof is your bechitza, doesn't even solve anything. But there has to be halacha on an edge. But the chiddush of halacha moshusina is that the front edge becomes a mechitza. So We're extending the concept of the Kara that it goes under that category of Pitik or Yerba Sosa. Excuse me.
Then in that case, the inner edge wouldn't make any sense.
Well,
for people inside.
We could argue that. On the other hand, in this way, it acts. Let's see Rashi. Pick Rashi will help a little bit. We're current on the Rashis, right? Yeah. Third wide line. This is going back down to the case of the when it's in an angle, but any case of a mavi. So more first suggests, some say inside, some say outside. They're arguing whether it's because of a hecker or because of a mechitz. So the assumption is it would be the inner edge. Why the inner edge? Just like any other mechitza, you carry inside of it. So this will act like a wall, so you carry inside of it. So that would be the inner edge. So that's the more first understanding of the din of Kara, Mishmachitza. Well, the Madamah says the hacker extends all the way to the outer edge. Shmuel says no. Everybody can agree it's a hacker. And they're arguing, where is the hacker? Is the hacker from the inside or the outside? Marsa Rekera, Lahanach, Migavoy, Beinan, is the hackers for the people inside. Set up an Imi, Havalhu hackers. They notice it from the inner edge. Well, so the Shabbos, you're in a hacker, you can't carry beyond where the hacker is. The other one says, Milabar. He says that the Iker hacker is for the outside people, the B'nei Rosh Hashanah, like we discussed. The Gemara says no. Or alternatively, everybody could say it's because of Mechitza. The Gemara says, Rechuda, Panim Yerba says it. Nimsatachas Amakar, Amin Mechitza Lechutz, Ba'asr. Another one says it's the Chudoi Hechitza. So it's interesting, the first assumption is Chudoi Panimi. Now we're adding a tzad of Chudoi Hechitza. So the Rashi says that the understanding of Chudoi Panimi is like we want to make like any other Mechitza that we're familiar with that you always carry inside of it. So regards to Jonathan's question, we could almost argue that's basically saying the whole thing is the mechitza, and you carry inside of your mechitza. So it's not the inner edge so much as the whole thing is the mechitza, and the inner edge is you carry. So you carry inside of it.
How's it the inner edge when you still have an outer thing? If it's up in the air, if it's not down to the ground.
We look at it as if this. If you learn a lot of much of it becomes a mechitza. We say it means as if this cut up here creates a halachic wall. So you carry inside of your wall. So you carry from the inner edge in. You don't. Right? If we look at it as if there's a wall there, so you carry inside of your wall. So you carry from the inner edge. And all of a sudden, if you understand it's if you behold the it's Surah and so far that's a little pitik or your
inner edge?
From the inner only inside, right? Only from the inner edge. Hakomoidim, Zakrashi. But Mabi Shain Bakara, Vehsher Balechi. Shaoshadishtam is Ben Lakhayim. And that didn't require two lechis, it only required one. But opposite that lechi, you cannot carry. The plural language, Amavu is tuvakoi, means any movi which has a lechi, you cannot carry corresponding to the lechi. Okay, Zadig Gemara. Second wide line. No, it's shtei yisaitis, b'shnei kersle movi. Person. Put a spike extending out from the wall of the mavi on both sides. And put a kura lying on these two spikes. So it means the kura is beyond the mavi, suspended in the air, with these supports which he put on the two walls of the mavi where they end. And there's just a rabbin. He's supporting it, and the kura is beyond the mavi. So now, what's the loch? So that's your question. So Amalei, so this is what they asked Rav Chista. So Rav Chista answered, L'divrei ha-mater osir, L'divrei ha-oisir mutter. Rav Amar L'divrei ha-oisir nami osir. Bina Karal Gami Mavi Belek. So Rav Chista said like this. If you hold that the inner edge is what creates the heter, the inner edge is immediately adjacent to the Mavi. So that's fine. If you hold the outer edge creates the heter, so the outer edge creates the heter is being created beyond the mavut, not immediately adjacent to the mavut. So that's not acceptable. So if the one who holds you allowed to carry under the kara, the divrei hamater, means he looks at the outer edge as the heter, so then over here it's going to be osur because it's beyond the mavut. The divrei ha'osur, the one who says you cannot carry under the kara, means the inner edge is what creates the heter. So that's immediately adjacent to the mavi. So we hear this will be mutter, be a valid kara. Rabbi says no. That the loch is that the kara always has to be al gabi mavi on the mavi itself. It can't be beyond the mavi.
Why isn't there like a lava?
So let's see. Rashi asked that question. Let's see Rashi. Noatz shtei yisaitis kibilish are like spikes or nails. The utzis because of they bore into the wall. it's to the thickness of the wall. Where it ends by the Shasarab. There's this Karash Aleyan, Boltus, Berletus, so the car which is sitting on them extends out. It goes beyond the walls. The inner edge of that board is Zavak Basamak Lakosal. That's immediately adjacent to the wall. The inner edge is immediately adjacent to the wall, and the outer edge extends beyond it. Kazet. I don't know what your picture looks like. Mine is not very clear. The one says you can't carry under the car. Bukamavu is a general. With the time of Shum Chuda Panimi Yerba says when he holds it, the inner edge is where the wall is. So good. So Matar Khan Nishtamish Bumavi has said you can carry over here. Agav Hakar Bates on this car. Shen Al Gabi Mavi, which is not in the Mavi itself. The Kim and the Chuda Panimi is so same. Since the inner edge is where the stima is. Nimsa stima is Hakar, the Vuka looks solid. So the inner edge is right by the walls. Steam and Malyusahi, that's a valid steam. For the Dibre Hamater, Lishtamash Tachazakara. What is it? You can carry under the car. Al Mokhitsun Yerba says, I mean, the outer edge is where it encloses. Oyster Kolomovia Zah, this movie will be also to carry. That should be a car, a carries. You have to put a different car there on the movie itself. The inner steam and Mechaberis looks solid. Vishavar Benayim, there's a gap. You can't use the idea of Lovin, Rashi says. Lovin is on an actual item, but there's no actual item here. All there is a virtual, you can't say Lovin to a virtual wall. It's not sufficient. We'll see later on the more discusses. You know, so the idea of combining halacha Moshe Messina is, Roma Soto says, I mean, you can't do that, because as much as you call the Lacha Moshe Sinai, it means it's a virtual wall, so you can't say Lava to a virtual wall. That's what it sounds like for now. The more we'll get back to the Testament of Okay. Eser of Adar Bar Masna. So Rav Adar Bar Masna asks the question to Rava. If you look at your Testament, you shut him on the side. I don't know where your Testament, you shut him is. If you have a Tosfos shut him on the side, says the Kasha is a Kista also. See, so maybe the question was asked to Rova, but the question wasn't limited to Rova Shita. Pasha, the more reads, the more the question is like on Rova. You have a Tosfos shut him in there on the side? Are we?
Of this?
Calendar of Kista part. That's.
It's like a one liner.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a reference to this. It's a tough yud in Gileon.
Yeah, Tosfos Shalom.
Okay, that's right. And it says, see the Kedushay Ron.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is a Bryce. The Bryce is like this. Ha'yisa karo se mashucha atzluya. If the karo was mashucha or atzluya, and the more is going to understand right now, the Meshucha means that it extends, Meshucha, the language of extending, it's beyond the Mavi, the case we just discussed. Otsluya, or it's hanging, which means that the edges do not reach the walls. It's too near, it's short, so the Kara doesn't reach the walls on both sides.
Still intended as a Kara.
Still as a Kara. And you're supporting it with something. It has to be a tefach thick. So my problem is my car is a little bit too short. I cut a little bit too short. So I'll go up on top, put a little nail, and hang it on the nail. But there's a gap in between, which is not, that gap is not a tefach thick. So that's not kara, but it's within. It's right there.
Meshucha
extended, you're extending something. So over here means extended beyond the case of before.
Yes.
So pachas megibel ein sarach lahavi tikar acheres. As long as the gap is less than three, you're very happy. Gimel sarach lahavi tikar acheres. If it's already three, because lovin is less than three, we say lovin is three. It means less than three. Three already is not lovin anymore. Comes along with Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says that this is in general. Shimon Gamliel's shita in Shas is that a Lavan is Dalit. Pachas mi Dalit in Tzarech Lavan Karacheris. Dalit Tzarech Lavan Karacheris. So Dalit is the share of Lavan is up to four Tvach. Okay. So my love doesn't it mean Meshucha mi Bechutz with Tzliya mi Bifnim. So Tzliya means it's inside the walls and it's short. That's, you know, that's not relevant to our discussion. But Meshucha means it's beyond the walls. And it says that it's good. Now, the reason why we had to say this argument is the Kasha according to Rukhista, because Rukhista, first of all, said you have that three Amaroyim are going to have to answer this brisa, right? Because they hold it's Osir. And even according to the Matter, he only said the Heter is because it's immediately adjacent to the wall. Now he's going with the assumption that Lavan did not work over here. And the whole Heter is because you go through the Panimi, you're besides him, so it's adjacent to the wall. But he would hold, we had the whole board been extended out a Tafach, everybody holds us, because there's no Din Lavan on a virtual wall. Well, this price clearly says there is a Din Lavan on a virtual wall. So that's why we would argue that the kasha is according to Kista also. This is not a kasha. This brisa does not fit with either. Your whole assumption of how to understand this sugya doesn't seem to fit with this brisa.